You're listening to Joe Russell on the Business Networking Show.
Do you need a reliable property management service or lettings agent? PJJS is a well-established property management and residential lettings company in Maidstone, Kent, which deliver an effective and efficient quality service. Call us now on +44 78 55 746 966.
Hello? Can anybody hear me?
Advertising your business can sometimes feel like you're trapped down a well, waiting for someone to respond. Choosing to market your business with fuzzy logic, you won't just be heard, you'll be seen. We offer websites, social media and content creation packages that are fully bespoke to you and your business. And the best thing about it, we're affordable. So stop hiding and boost your digital presence using the power of fuzzy logic. Visit www.fuzzy.studio for more information.
Hello Kent businesses. Tired of networking events that don't deliver? Synergy Networking Events has got you covered, whether you're a networking newbie or a seasoned pro. Our events make networking a breeze. Meet other businesses without the pressure. Enjoy pre-planned seating table moves and even a buffet. All for just £20 for non-members and £10 for members. Build relationships that last and get a result on your investment.
Tired of IT headaches?
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Business Network Show. It's lovely to have you all listening here, and thank you to Linda Cloak, who is my co-host today. Welcome, Linda, of Synergy Networking.
Thank you so much. I'm just doing some posts, as you do.
Good. So look out on the social media for Synergy Networking, and you're going to see Linda's tweets and Facebook and LinkedIn.
TikTok.
Instagram. Instagram. All of those ones. And I've got some fantastic guests for you today. So welcome, Steph Nicholson of Books and Balance. Welcome, Steph.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
That's okay. And Colette Dicker of the CDR Collective. Welcome, Colette.
Good afternoon. Thanks, Jill.
Good, good, good. So we have got a great show lined up for you this afternoon. Honestly, I can't wait for this because we are not only going to be having a chat about, obviously, business networking, but we're going to be talking about all the businesses that focus today on starting out as being self-employed. So if you or have just become self-employed, or you are thinking about being self-employed, or you know somebody that is about to become self-employed, we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to share some top tips with you. We're also going to cover what you need to have in place to make this successful for you. As well as all that, we've got some Making Tax Digital, or MTD, top tips coming up. And what it means for you if you are self-employed or if you are a landlord. So please keep your ears open for that. And of course, we're going to be finding out more about our wonderful guests and their businesses and how they can help. Also, we're going to have some shout outs and some events coming up. So grab your pen and paper so that you can put down some networking events that you can go to that's coming up. So we're really pleased to have you here. So Linda, how's your week been so far?
It's been, what day is it? Wednesday. Okay. So yeah, it's been a productive week. I did an event, the first Maidstone one of the year, first of 2026 at the Arida Hotel. So I'm going to have the Arida Hotel as my guests hopefully next month. That's got to be confirmed. So that would be good. So we sold out. So it was a fantastic event. I had some new businesses in there. And we actually had a 10-year-old lad in there who started his own business. And did you speak to him, Steph?
I didn't. I really, really wanted to get to his table, but...
Yeah, and he was so confident. He came up to me at the end and he said, can I come again?
Oh, so tell us a little bit about him.
So he's started his own gaming business and he's basically came along with his mum. And yeah, I mean, his name's Maximus. I can't remember his surname. Sorry, Maximus. He'd come along with his mum and everyone just loved speaking to him because he was just so confident and he really wants to come networking, which is amazing. I mean, talk about starting young.
That's lovely. Is his mum an entrepreneur?
Yes, his mum's an entrepreneur and she, you know, as I say, came along to promote her business. So they each had a turn. He obviously moved around with her just for a confidence factor. So they both moved tables together. And yeah, so our first 10-year-old. So I've had a 17-year-old. That's been the youngest so far. So 10-year-old. So that was an amazing event.
Yeah.
And then, of course, yesterday we did Metro Bank that you came to.
Yeah, that was a lovely event.
We laughed a lot. And it was just absolutely, you know, a brilliant event. I mean, Metro Bank put on free events. Hazel Hall, who's taking over our Tunbridge Wells area, she does Metro Bank for Tunbridge Wells. They've got one next week, actually, on the 29th. So I'm going to her event, which is free in Tunbridge Wells. And then I'm going straight to the Dartford event, which is going to be our construction-focused event. So and Metro Bank went amazing. And then I had a meeting with our new franchisee, at the Crescent Turner Hotel. So the views from there were stunning yesterday.
So, I mean, we was just talking about this earlier. The Crescent Hotel at Whitstable, the best kept secret around. So, yeah, I mean, it's up on Rake Hill, which is W-R-A-I-K.
That's right.
The views are stunning. The food is amazing.
The food is amazing. I treated Bess to lunch yesterday. I had the chicken. And she had, we're thinking about changing the format of the food there. And so what we said, Sarah was saying is that she would rather do one dish and maybe a separate one for vegetarians and vegans. So what Beth had yesterday was the mushroom stew. And she said it was absolutely lovely. I had chicken because I'm on a lose weight. It's January, girls. So I just had chicken and vegetables. And it was just absolutely lovely. Views were amazing. The staff were always polite and lovely. And we sat in front of the fire and had our lunch. So
it's the most beautiful little boutique hotel. Mm. They've also got the teepee down the bottom on the grounds where we had the Christmas event, which was amazing. It's a wedding venue. Honestly, if you're listening in and you're ever visiting the Whitstable area, please pop up there and see them because it is stunning. I don't want it to get too busy.
No, but what's amazing as well is Sarah's actually proposed that we do our networking in the teepee, which is going to be amazing. So doing our networking in the teepee, and what she's planning to do is lay out some drinks, so wine and Peroni or whatever.
I'm there.
Well, there is an honesty bar. So
I thought you was going to say a non-alcoholic section.
No, it's honesty bar. So what they're going to do is they're going to, come up at the end and say, how many drinks have you had? What have you had?
Yeah.
And then people pay at the end and they come in, set it all up at the beginning. So we sit down and eat, which is a bit like the format in Maidstone, to be honest. And it's definitely the format in Ashford because we serve a curry in Ashford. So yeah, it's different at every venue, but she's talking about doing, because they love the sausages, Sausage Gate.
The sausages.
They love the sausages in Whitstable. She's thinking about doing a sausage casserole as the first one.
So, just to keep us all at bay. So that's amazing. You've said you've had a really busy week. So
yeah, so far.
Yeah, and lots of events coming up. So if you're looking for some networking events, we've got those coming up for you later. And so you can definitely book into them. But if I may, can I go to you, Colette? I mean, you've just done something absolutely amazing and very brave. So if you're thinking about coming out of corporate, coming from being employed into self-employed, pin your ears back, because Colette's just done that. And I know it wasn't the easiest decision that you've ever made, but introduce yourself, tell us what your new business is, and then we'll delve a little bit deeper.
Oh, lovely. Thanks, Jill. So, yeah, my name's Colette and I'm a recruiter. So I work in office and professional recruiting, which I've been doing for 20 years. I spent 40 years as an employee, and I started to go networking last year whilst working for my previous employer. I met Linda, I met Jill, I met lots of interesting entrepreneurs that are just taking the shackles off and been doing their thing. I then got an opportunity through my company to part company comfortably with them. And on the 5th of January, I launched the CDR Collective.
Congratulations.
Which is my own recruitment company, specialising in perm recruitment, office and professional, working with mainly SMEs in the Kent area, although I do cover London as well. And I've got couple of lovely clients I'm working with at the moment, which is brilliant. So it's been a really mad start to the year. I feel a little bit like it's a bit overwhelming doing your own business for lots of different reasons. Eva, I was just saying to Linda about the tech. You get used to working with a certain amount of tech and then you're given something else and then you're sitting there at midnight with your laptop.
Yeah, I'm learning go high level at the moment. Well, actually, Steph's going to help me later. But, you know, I've got to move everything across and it's a huge task. Huge.
I think that's the thing. It's the data piece is because you wouldn't, it's got to be secure because I'm dealing with candidate stuff. But yeah, so it's really exciting, Jill. Thank you. You were absolutely helpful on the journey and helped me make my vision board when we were chatting about it. So yeah, it's launched, it's busy and I'm absolutely chuffed to pieces. I mean, yeah, it's a... Yeah, I feel better in my bones than I felt for a really long time. And I think that is really important.
Absolutely.
I feel motivated again. I feel excited. I've got some fantastic clients. I've got great candidates. So, yeah, I'm excited.
That's really good. And I think that when you go through that process like you were going through, you wanted to do that. You wanted to explore being self-employed. But there was a lot of things that you were putting in your way, almost like when this happens, then I'll do this. When this happens, then I'll do this. And I think it's one of the things that stops us, not only from maybe being self-employed, but stops us in many aspects of our life. And I'd encourage everybody to stop putting those parameters in, waiting for something to happen before the next thing comes. And that's why I encouraged you to do a vision board. And I encourage everybody to do a vision board. It doesn't matter whether you're self-employed or not. You know, sit down, think about what you want, but please make sure you put a date when that thing you want to happen, because otherwise a goal without a date is a dream.
Yeah. Have you heard of Gantt charts?
No.
So a Gantt chart is, I've used it in a few of my businesses, and basically the Gantt chart is like an Excel spreadsheet. And you literally write all the tasks you want to achieve down one side, and then you put dates. So it's a year and you put dates next to them. But you can go 5 years because obviously it's an Excel spreadsheet. And then you actually, that Gantt chart, what you're doing is you highlight them once you've achieved them so you can see what you're achieving as you go, which is really great.
Yeah,
so.
It is. I mean, I'm a very visual person and I like to see an image as well, because then it's on my phone, it's on my laptop, my screensaver, it's on my wall, so that I subliminally know where I'm going. So you set yourself a target. Let's go back a little bit, because you set yourself a target to think about becoming self-employed.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But there was, are you able to share some of the things that were stopping you? What was some of the worries, the pros and cons of staying employed, going on your own?
Well, I think for me, the financial security of having a salary coming in was one big thing. So, you know, I live on my own so it's just me. I also really, really, really liked the people I worked for. And that was probably one of the biggest factors for me was leaving them, because they're really cracking people. And we're still... You know, luckily we've got a good relationship from there. I then, and exactly what you just spoke about, Jill, I wanted it all to be in place before I did anything. And in fact, I ended up doing everything in about 3.5 minutes. I didn't resign till the 22nd of December and had nothing. And then by the 5th of January, I've got a marketing campaign. I've got my logo done. I've got a website being built. I've got, you know, my domain names are registered and I just went, but I needed to get to that point where it felt comfortable for me and that I felt confident to do it. And it was meeting fellow entrepreneurs as well. And I think there is so much excitement in Kent, and I've recruited in Kent for 21 years. So I think I'm in quite a good position to say that you can meet anybody from a one-man band up to a huge corporate company and anything in between and the industry sectors. So I've got some good clients, and that the good thing about that, I'm still working with those same clients because they've been mine for a really long time. And when I say mine, I am quite territorial about that. I am, because it takes a lot of work to get a client a customer and a candidate.
And you've made those relationships.
Made those relationships, and they, you know, they become part of your brand effectively. So it all happened really quickly. I didn't eat, sleep or drink anything over Christmas, like, apart from getting it done. And my poor marketing girl didn't know I'd never met her, but I didn't know her. She came as a referral. And she's still WhatsApping. We still haven't tidied it up, but it's there. It's done. But it was the salary, worrying about the money coming in.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just had to put it in the universe that it's going to be all right, because it is going to be all right.
And you're, but you said you're feeling so much happier.
Yeah, I feel so much happier. I feel more confident, weirdly. And so, I don't understand how that can be a thing.
So let's, you said that you started going out networking, and of course this is the Business Network Show.
Yeah.
So you dipped your toe into networking.
Yeah.
What, I know that had a big effect on you, because I saw it. I think it most probably give you some confidence and give you some insight into being an entrepreneur.
Yes, it really did. And I met, obviously the first networking I came to is when I met you at Synergy. I did three or four, I think, with you. I did a couple of other events that they weren't the right people for me. But for me, networking, and it still is now, is about understanding what's happening in the Kent market, because I need that information to understand who's recruiting who, what types of businesses, because then I can look at how I shape my little business as things develop. But going out networking and meeting like-minded people, even if you go there not to win business, but to, I mean, I've met my accountant, so Sharon is going to do my bookkeeping for me, which is fantastic. What a nice little connection when we sat and had that glass of wine after the networking, oh, Linda. but then I've had a coffee with Sharon, and she's now helping me with my bookkeeping. And at another networking, I met the person that's going to do the IT for me. So it's about those connections that help you build that confidence that it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
That you're not on your own, even though you might be working, as I am, at my dining room table with a ring light because it's dark and miserable. But you have got people that you can, like you say, you said build up a team. What was the lovely word you used? Power team around you. And that's still a work in progress for me, but I think that's absolutely critical when you're on your own and you're, I mean, like you, Steph, working, if you're doing bookkeeping at home, that can be quite a lonely thing. Like with me, I'm on the phone all day, or resourcing candidates, or trying to find a new business contact. If you haven't got people around you that you can have a 10-minute coffee break with on the phone or Teams or whatever, it can be lonely. That was one of my concerns, was being that solitary at home.
Well, because you're a people person. You're in recruitment, aren't you?
I'm seriously thinking about going down to, because Carl Cow has started doing hot desking.
Oh, right.
Down in Maidstone. So that, you've got a whole marketing team there. So if you've got a question about your marketing, they're there.
Whereabouts is that hot desking then in Maidstone?
It's at the bottom of the Maidstone High Street. Well, I can work from there. It's literally right at the bottom of the High Street. So it's where Paul used to have jobs in Kent, actually.
Oh, okay.
So it's that building. But it's £100 a month.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, for me, even if I'm only going, if I pay that £100 a month and I'm only going down there once a week or twice a week, A, I'm getting my exercise, walking there and back. Yeah. But also I'm with what I know is a fantastic marketing team there.
I think those things, I would love it if there was some more, because I live in Faversham and there isn't a co-working thing there. I keep talking to
him. There is Sheppey, isn't there? Paul's got one in Sheppey.
So far for me from Faversham. To get there in the morning, that's like an hour. I know that sounds like not a long time, but I mean, I think co-working would be a great idea, and that is what I'll be looking to do once I've sent my first invoice.
Just one day a week.
Yeah. I think one day a week, just being with people.
Yeah,
it's so important.
It's really important.
And to keep going out and having, that time out and having a walk and whatever, because it is, you're in a people business. You need people. And, that's great to hear, because I know that you was very, very honest when we first met and you said, I don't want to stand up and do 60-second pitch or a presentation. That was one of your key areas.
Yeah.
So have you been able to find events where you can go to and not do that?
Yes. So I found some events where I haven't had to do that. That said, Jill, I'm like a new person.
Come on then, spill the beans.
I'm thinking that I might want to do a little pitch at some point.
I'm loving this.
Well, now that I think because I've created the CDR Collective brand, it's me, it's about me, it's my colours, I'm really pleased with how it looks. And I know, just kind of remembered, I know what I'm doing.
Yes.
And I've just remembered that I'm actually really good at what I'm doing.
I love
this. For the last 20 years.
I love this.
What I would like to do is do one of the, you know, when you stand up and do a little 5 minute thing. So that's one of my goals is by the end of March, April time, I want to be with a banner and do a, this is what recruitment looks like.
Because Purple Cow do that, don't they? I mean, because they've got Sim Candra, I think, presenting tonight.
Yeah, they've got Sim tonight.
They've got another couple, haven't they?
They've got a couple. So they had a lady, and actually it was quite interesting, a lady called Beth Turner. Have you met the communications
Yeah, Beth Turner's amazing.
I love Beth.
Well, you know, you think that you couldn't learn anything more about how to communicate.
She's amazing.
Her question was, it was so interesting. And it has blown my mind. And I've worked a lot in advertising and branding, so I do understand. And I'm a real fan of anybody that gets it. She said to the audience, who are your advocates? Who are the people, you know, in your network, friends, family, people you've met, networking, business connections? What would they say about your business in one sentence? I'm like, that's really interesting. Mm. So it gets you thinking about, if my mum is talking to her friend or my best friend Charlotte is at a works lunch and they say, oh, what's your friend Colette do? She can say, da, 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 da. Mm. She's a recruiter. She works with SME. She does perm recruitment. And I hadn't really given that much thought, that initial pitch. What she also said, and this was actually really interesting because you also don't automatically think that, if there's 5 or 400 people in a room, only 5% of them will be engaged with what you've got to say. So it's so important that you connect with that 5% by getting that one sentence and what your brand is all about correct. It's just so simple. So she did a brilliant, I mean, we paid for it. We paid for her expertise and it was incredibly valuable. So yes, I think you go to networking and I think seeing how other people run their businesses gives you an opportunity to learn.
Absolutely. And you know, that being able to teach your, as I call them, your frogs, your friends, relations, organisations, groups and social.
Oh, I love that.
If you teach them how to introduce you and what you're about, they are your sales advocates. That's where your quality referrals are also going to come from. Mm-hmm. Not only your networking group, but that, because they're out there, you know, shouting and doing that. So I'm really, really pleased and quite shocked to hear you say that. That is an amazing step forward.
Thanks, but Jill.
That goes hand in hand from doing that, those first baby steps, and then all of a sudden you're starting to jog along. Yeah. And that's, 100%. You know, that piece of reflection. And this is what's nice about coming on and talking about your business, where you started, where you're going, is because that piece of reflection actually, you know, Steph will know this. She's seen me do this lots of times. You know, giving yourself a virtual pat on the back to say, yeah, I've blooming well done that. Mm. Yeah. I've blooming well done that. And I'm really proud of myself. You know, and so, you know, it is important. So I'm really pleased. So, you know, that first step to going and finding a networking group that you went to, to having those chats, that's all most probably expedited what you've done.
It absolutely did. And just sitting down and looking at people, and actually it wasn't just about their acknowledging their success. It was just looking at them thinking they looked happy. I know that sounds like a very simple word, but when you go to work, it's hard going to work.
Yeah.
You know, unless you win the lottery, we're all working a lot of hours. And I think I'd lost sight of how to enjoy my job, even though I was still doing it successfully. I had lost sight of how to enjoy it and what was missing. And I just think this was missing. I think being able to be me, represent me, because I'm not, even though I'm a people person, I'm not outwardly confident like that, but I can talk about my job confidently.
So that's the difference.
So thank you, ladies, because obviously you were
welcome.
It's more exciting doing it when you're doing it for yourself. It's so much more exciting and so much more rewarding.
I hope that makes the biggest difference. Yeah, I agree. And I think it's only been 2 weeks. And I'm just very grateful to the clients that I'm working with. And I've got vacancies, Kent-based jobs and 2 London-based jobs that I'm recruiting for. So I'm literally working 14-hour days and not a complaint in the world about that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, actually, while you've mentioned those, let's, if you've got the job specs out there, what you're looking for, please share them because and we'll share them again later on in the show as well if we've got that. So tell us about who you're looking for at the moment.
I've got two Kent-based roles. I've got 3 Kent-based roles. I've got an accounts assistant role, which is a really nice opportunity. Monday to Friday, they need to be AAT qualified and able to get to sort of South Maidstone by car. There's no public transport. It's quite a rural location. That's a small team, but it's kind of a roll your sleeves up type environment. There's lots of opportunity as the company grows here. So that's an accounts assistant with AAT. It would suit somebody that doesn't mind a small team and that is quite good with technology, because there's quite a lot to learn from a technology point. There's bespoke database, there's a transport platform. So somebody from an industrial type office, it would suit. I've placed 3 people down there and it's growing, so that's brilliant. And, I've got a good relationship with the client. I've got a fab role, which is a pensions administrator. That's in Sittingbourne. Again, I've placed a couple of people there.
What's the qualifications for a pensions administrator?
Well, there isn't really a qualification. If you've got your CII qualification within healthcare insurance, that would be useful just for the wider business. But pensions admin, this is all about processing workplace pensions for this client's clients. So they're a consultancy and they do employee benefits, group risk and pension scheme management. So when you work for a company, you get onboarded to the benefits program and it's a pensions administrator. And its technical term is defined contribution pensions, not defined benefit. but it's not an HR role. This is, you have to have worked within a consultancy or a pensions company processing workplace and group pensions.
Right. That's very specific.
I've got immediate interviews on that. I've got one candidate on interview next week, but I could do with a couple more on that.
Great.
So I've got a few more, but I can put a little link onto my Total Jobs page. I advertise on Total Jobs and I'll put a post on LinkedIn and people can just contact me through that. That would be great.
Yeah, that's absolutely great. So
thank you, Jill.
So let's give us the name of your company again.
Yeah,
and how
so
they contact.
The company is the CDR Collective, and contact me on LinkedIn. I will have my LinkedIn page and my website are supposed to be going live today, but it's going to happen tomorrow. Business cards arrived half an hour after I left home today. They're probably sitting in the rain. The CDR Collective.
Great. That's absolutely great.
Yeah, thank you.
And, just think about this. We're only at the 21st of January.
Yes.
Yeah.
What you've achieved in that short space of time.
No pressure.
I mean, but you've obviously enjoyed it. You're not sitting here with your head in your hands going, oh my God, why did I do this?
No.
So
I don't even know who I am anymore, Jill. I've got to be honest.
this is great. So if any of you are thinking about, becoming self-employed or what that is, we've had a great example there. So Steph, can I bring you in now? Because I know you're self-employed because you've got the wonderful Books and Balance. So tell us, introduce your company and a little bit more about who you are.
Yeah, I'm Steph from Books and Balance, and we've been running for 3 years this month.
Ooh.
Which has flown by. I was in industry before. I was in a job that I was really unhappy in and just decided it wasn't what I wanted and I needed to leave. Didn't have no idea what I was going to do next. But I thought I'll have a little break, think about what I want to do, maybe then start applying for other jobs. But then I decided to go it alone and I found this amazing community called Six Figure Bookkeeper, which Jill knows really well because her daughter runs it. that was just made it so much easier having someone to guide you through how to set up your business and how I had never worked in practice before. I didn't know how to do that. And networking within that community helped me so much because I got work from that community. So I learned how to work in practice and all the other things I needed to know, which I hadn't learned working in industry.
So you was a, so can I just go back? You was a qualified bookkeeper?
I've qualified AET bookkeeper. But a lot of my, although I'd done my exams, I'd done them quite a long time ago when my children were small. I was more experience based. So I'd been into industry and I was doing a lot of management reportings and cash flow. So I was being more an advisor to the companies I worked for. But I learned everything else very quickly, and I subcontracted for other people for two years, and I stopped last February. So now it is just me.
Just you getting the clients in. So that's
my daughter.
So that's quite an interesting journey, because you said you took a break. So let's go back. You took a break, and then what made you take the step? Because you could, as you said, you was going to, what your plan was to go back to employment.
Yeah, I took the break. It wasn't really a break, because I think I finished my job in December. It did cross my mind to go on my own. And then I started looking into it a little bit. And I think with the support of other people and learning from them, I realised, oh, actually, this is something you could do for yourself.
Yeah. So it's something you could do for yourself. But deciding that and having the confidence to do it.
That was very scary. And I think I would have done it eventually, but having the subcontract work really helped, because that gave me the confidence to know that I did know what I was doing. I could do it, move all what I'd learned in industry into practice work. So that really, really helped. And it helped me build the confidence of dealing with the clients directly.
So just for our listeners, so subcontract work is in the bookkeeping and accounts industry, is where you take on work for somebody else. It's their client.
Yes.
And you do that for them. So that was a really sort of good work experience there for you then, to help you with your confidence, because I know that's something that is a struggle for so many people.
Yeah.
Is the confidence thing. And I know you can definitely talk about that, how that's grown for you.
That was amazing. And then anyone within the community now that comes on and is a bit nervous for how to set up, I've helped them say how to get that subcontract work, because I didn't realise it at the time I was doing it, but I was networking. I was so scared of networking, but I didn't realise I was actually networking by going to accounting events, speaking to other bookkeepers.
You don't realise what networking is, do you?
No. People think you have to go to an event, but you don't actually. It's as you said, you went to most probably Accountex,
six-figure bookkeeper events.
Governing bodies, AAT, ICB. Yeah.
There's so many accounting shows.
There is. Yeah.
So just going to those, meeting the other people in the communities, and them learning to trust me to give me work to help them.
And I think that's where they share their stories. And I think that's most probably what Colette was touching on, is that you're talking to other business owners who have either been in your position. They may not be in your industry all the time, but they've gone, I felt like that. I know how you feel. Okay. But look, learn by my mistakes. Don't do this. Do this. Here's an introduction to them. And obviously job opportunities at work, sorry, subcontracting opportunities for you.
Yeah. And then I did get really comfortable in what I was doing as well. So I needed a bit of a nudge to go out and find my own clients. And I remember having a chat with you, and you was like, do you really want to be subcontracting forever? Do you need to step away from this? And I then made the decision to do that, but then had to start really networking with other business owners. And the last, say, 9 months, 9 months ago, I started networking, and that's been an amazing journey. And the confidence that's grown since then is amazing. I've spoken at events, which I never in a million years thought I would do.
That's amazing though, isn't it?
Yeah. So can you see, I can. You're just learning off a step and you can see how, yes, like she's, you are a nervous person.
Very, yeah? Very.
And it's taken you that time to put that one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
And the radio show, first time you came on the radio show, Steph, you couldn't believe it, could you?
No, I was so scared. And today I was just driving along. I didn't even think about it. I just come in and have a chat.
But yeah, I'm just going to just wind you back a little bit. So you went to accounting events. Had you ever been to those before?
No.
Right. Never. Now, Accountex London is massive. The noise levels in that room are extraordinary.
Yes.
And for a lot of people, it's very hard. And we know this. They get to an exhibition and then they walk away because it's just overwhelming.
Right.
Yeah. So that's that's something. What actually, Accountex London have put in some quiet space rooms in there so that you can go and have a little bit of peace and quiet.
A lot of people do that with networking as well, though, Jill.
They need.
I've seen people come to big events where people just stand around talking, so they're not met and greeted or anything like that. They just walk in, and you can see them hovering at the door and going. I mean,
that's what's great about your events, though, because you know that, and there's often some wonderful people meeting and greeted.
There are,
but you know, it's like one of the things that always struck with you is you always said, "Let me take your coat."
Mm.
Okay. Let me take your coat. Now, that is a very simple phrase, but if you think about that, well, go on, you explain it, Lynn, because that's one of your things, what it makes people feel.
It just makes them feel comfortable straight away because you're greeting them as if you would if they were coming into your home.
Yeah.
So by taking their coat and taking it and hanging it up, that's a thing they would have to do on their own. They need to see where they've got to hang it. Is there anywhere to hang it?
Mm.
And they're so nervous about it. So I take their coat from them, then I take them over and introduce them to someone. Even the event yesterday, there was experienced people that have been in business 19 years, but I saw them standing on their own. I went over, got them and introduced them to people. Then I saw them on their own again and went over three times, one particular person. I saw them on their own and went over and got them and brought them over and introduced them to people because the Metro Bank event was everyone sort of standing and talking, wasn't it?
Yeah. And it's so good. So you did the Accountex event and then so you decided to go networking because you was going to find your own clients, find your own connections. So how did that come about? Where's your first event go and how did you find it?
So the networking came from a lot of encouragement from yourself and Lisa. Lisa's another bookkeeper that I met in the bookkeeping community and we've started our own networking event now. But my first event, I think, was...
Wasn't it BBN? Was it BBN with Lisa?
No, I think it was the Pink Network, which is up at the... I think it's just moved. It used to be at the Medway Services Kentwell Wheeling Hub, and it's moving to Lordswood Leisure Centre for the next one. That was the first one I went to, and the second was Synergy in the Medway group, and I had such a great time. I've told you the story, sitting with Nick Inge on his table, and he literally had me in stitches. My face was hurting when I left, and I thought, yeah, this is the kind of networking I want to do, and I joined straight away.
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing, isn't it? Because I think if you've not been to networking events, and definitely if you've not been to Synergy, it's not stuffy. It is about having conversations, being yourself. You know, you're not selling to the room. You shouldn't sell to the room anyway in any networking, but it is about that making people feel comfortable. And so.
But any networking, Jill, is about the people in the room, isn't it?
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, with the best will in the world, it's all about, we have a lot of visitors, an awful lot of visitors. So I'm always saying to my members, there's so many opportunities for you at every single club that we do. But you never know who those visitors are going to be.
Nope.
You don't know if they're then going to talk to somebody who is a potential new person, because the way we do the format and the moves and everything, you don't know who's going to be sitting with who. And that's really important, I think.
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's great though that you went along, and you had a great time. But you snuck something in there just before you said that. You was like, okay, I was really nervous about networking and it's only 9 months and da 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 da. Oh, yeah, and then me and Lisa set up a networking group. Right. And it's just like, just.
Well, I knew we might be getting to that.
It's just like, oh, I just, you know, just do that. Okay, so you've started networking, okay, and then you're working with Lisa Peary of AC Bookkeeping.
AC Bookkeeping.
So shout out to Lisa. And I know Lisa loves networking. She's enjoyed that. She's had a good experience from that.
Yes. So she built her business on networking, and all of mine had come from word of mouth and the subcontracting. So seeing how someone else had built their business, and I knew I had to do this. I knew I had to make a step to get to the next level, and it was holding me back. So she was gently pushing me. And then she said that she wanted to set up her own networking business. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll do that with you.
I love Why not? That. I love that.
So, yeah, we've got Pints and Prosecco that we run every month, which is it's very casual. People just come along and have a drink. And what we wanted to create was something that was safe. I have ADHD and find it very difficult to go into rooms like that. So I wanted it somewhere that people would feel comfortable coming in. So if you're a newcomer, we will phone you the day before, make sure you're okay, tell you exactly where to go, ask if you want us to meet you outside to bring you in. And we send out all instructions of where to go when you get there as well by email. And we have our phones on us. So if anyone doesn't feel comfortable walking into a pub, because not everyone can walk into a pub by themselves, we will go out and meet them and bring them in. So, yeah, that's every month tomorrow. And we've got a new venue because we grew out of the last one, and it's at the Boat House in Rochester.
And what time is that?
It's 6:30 to 8:30.
And what's the cost behind that?
It's £10, and we provide a welcome drink when you get there.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. And how can they connect and find, are there any tickets left? Because I know it's selling out pretty quick.
There's a few tickets left. You can go on a website. It's kentconnections.co.uk.
And connections is with a K, yeah.
Is a K-I-N.
Yeah. Connections.
Yes, Kent because we want to build a family. We called it Connections.
Yeah. And that's been going for quite a while now.
Our first one was in June last year.
Yeah. So you've been networking for 9 months and you started a networking group. Watch out, Colette, watch out. You know, it moves pretty fast,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Interesting. I think I really started networking as part of that as well, because I thought, I can't really build a networking group if I've never actually done it. So Lisa was the experience behind it. Mine was more the technical. So I do all the social media and the website and manage that kind of thing. She does like the phone calls out to people and sorts the venues out.
Yeah. And that feeling of that family feeling, and especially coming from your experiences and learning that people do, especially in that this is not industry specific, but it is sort of quiet, because I work with a lot of bookkeepers and accountants. And I know that a lot of you coming from practice or industry into being your own, owning your own business, you've chosen that career to be behind the scenes, to be not front facing. And then you're bringing yourself into the fact where you've got to go out and do sales. So it is that bringing people in, letting them know that you can be there for them. And we have that a lot at events. You know, somebody would come, you know, they might travel, and we've had this with people traveling to London from Scotland and not being able to walk in, and, you know, and just knowing that there's people there to help them in. Yeah. Be there with them and be safe, because it's overwhelming.
We've actually done that within the Six Figure Bookkeeper as well, when they now have a bookkeeper's area at Accountex, and myself and you have both been in that area, haven't we? Greeting people as they arrive. If you don't feel safe, or if you want to come and speak to someone, find us in the bookkeeper's area.
So have a coffee, sit down, take yourself away from the noise. Yeah, just to have those, almost like a buddy up system. And I think this is really good for new people coming into networking. I always say to people, if you're going to go networking, have a chat with the organiser. Yeah, don't be afraid to reach out and ask them, What is the, what's the format? I'm nervous. Yeah, I've never done this before. And, you know, if you've got a good networking, anybody that's on this show who's got a networking group are amazing. So you will be looked after. Yeah, it's okay to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to know that you're not going to be left on your own. And that sometimes can help you make that first step. And
I remember being a few years ago, I went to a networking, I think it was probably a BNI, and I walked in and I didn't know anybody. I knew the guy that was running the group, but only vaguely. I thought, it was down in Canterbury, I think. And I remember walking in and I felt fine walking in, and I walked in and every single bit of confidence and sparkle and anything in my brain completely. I even remember that outfit that I had on, and I literally had a panic attack.
Oh no.
It was a huge, like, square, open, like a big table, like loads of tables. So when they wanted you to stand up, there was like 40 people looking at you. And Sam, who was the guy who I did know, and he'd sat me next to and seen that I was struggling, and everybody was standing up doing their pitch. I couldn't do it. My legs wouldn't work. So he was very sweet, and he said, give me a piece of paper. So he read it out for me, because I couldn't do it.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah, it was overwhelming. So like all of the people, I didn't know who they were. And I also felt that their pitches were really great and engaging. And I thought, who's going to be interested in what I've got to say? And that really, that put me off that experience, actually. And it wasn't anybody's fault. It was purely me, really. But maybe the welcome.
But did you know that public speaking is the biggest fear that anyone has?
I agree. It's huge. I mean, my really good friend Nicola absolutely loves it. She can stand up and present, and she's been doing that all her life. But that just hasn't been my skill. But
it might be, you know, I think you're definitely going to find that skill.
Yeah.
And I think that that's why it's so important as business owners to do our research and choose what's right for us at the beginning. It doesn't mean that you're not going to go on to be able to do that, because many people are. Mm. But if you know that's not your forte, don't put yourself in that room. There's so many options around for doing different things. And people progress, don't they? I mean, you must have seen the levels of confidence going up in your members.
Massively. I mean, you know, especially the people with ADHD or maybe autism, they've said that, you know, it's amazing how much easier our networking events are because they haven't got to stand and do a pitch.
Oh, actually, that'd be a good thing to explain the format of the Synergy events, because they are very different.
They are. So what happens is they come in and I ask them if they want me to, even if it's in the winter, of course. We've got three people meeting and greeting as people come in. So everyone gets a badge, and on the badge, there's three numbers. And what those numbers are is they are the table numbers that people move to. So they've opened networking to start off with a buffet when they arrive. And then we say to people at the beginning, go to your first table first. And that's when they're full, five people sitting on a table. Everyone gets 3 minutes to talk about their business. Now, if they're feeling nervous, so the young lad, for example, the 10-year-old, I said to him, if you can't think of anything, because he said to me, if I haven't got 3 minutes worth of talking, he said, what shall I do? Can we just move on to the next person? I said, no, there's questions on the table, or there's conversation starters to help you. I said, just tell people. Some of the conversations are, why did you start your business? A really good one for you. There's lots of different questions on there. So he did use those to help him get through his 3 minutes.
And they're so important.
Yeah, because 3 minutes is a long time to someone who's not used to speaking.
But just to say, you're sitting down doing this, you're not standing up.
You're sitting down. Yeah. So you're sitting down, you're only speaking to five people. It feels a bit like it is in here.
Yeah.
It's very friendly. And and we do say right at the beginning of the event, our events are about listening and understanding. So it's important to tell to the other five people, not the speaker, the other five people, it's about listening and understanding, because so many people go to networking events and somebody's talking, especially on Zoom, and you can see they're working on their laptop, or you can see they're not engaged with what the people are saying at all. And if you're new, that is really, really off-putting. You know, if you're sort of doing your 60 seconds and you're looking, you can see someone's working on their laptop or looking at their phone all those sorts of things. It's really off-putting. So then what happens is we ring a bell and say, next speaker, please. The next speaker talks. We do that 6 times. And then we say, right, can everyone move to their next table? So they only do 2 moves and they get the opportunity to speak to 5 people at each table. So they do get to pitch to 15 people at our events when we're full.
Yeah. So. I love that. I love that you've got the option of talking about your business or answering some questions and those conversation starters. And actually, I've been on tables where there was one just at the end of last year where 2 people who had known each other for many, many years answered one of the questions and the other one turned around and went, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
And that was another part of what we do. So, Steph, just coming back a little bit, because this is an amazing journey that you've been on. And I remember when I first met you many, many years ago.
My birthday.
Go on, let's go back to this, because Colette and Linda won't believe this. So we wasn't supposed to meet. You were supposed to be in a different country. Tell us, are you okay to talk about this?
Yes. I was meant to be in San Francisco. It is a bit of a weird story. So I'd always wanted to see Stevie Nicks live and I'd always wanted to go to San Francisco. Then I've got something come up on my phone one day. Stevie Nicks is in San Francisco and it was on my birthday. Oh, wow. So I was like, I've got to go. There was a 6-figure bookkeeper event on the same day, which meant I was going to miss that. But even Joe and Zoe was like, no, you have to go to San Francisco.
San Francisco or event in London, yeah.
So it was Milton Keynes.
Oh, Milton Keynes, yeah.
No competition. Milton Keynes.
So I booked the holiday. I was going to take my daughter. And I was really disorganised with this holiday and I didn't read all the paperwork until a couple of days before. And my daughter has had a bad reaction to the COVID jab, so she wasn't double vaccinated. So we couldn't go.
Oh no!
So we had to delay the holidays. So we put the holiday back a month, and she got her jab, but it meant that we missed the concert. So I thought, well, I'll go to Milton Keynes instead. So I went to a 6-figure bookkeeper event on my birthday, but on the way home, I was hit by a car. Before that, actually winding back, before that, the concert was cancelled.
Oh.
So I got my money back for the concert, which was really spooky. And then I was hit by a car, a drunk driver on my way home from Milton Keynes. And the driver's name was Stevie.
What?
Stephen, his name, like the police gave me his name as Stevie. Like, how weird is that?
That is totally weird.
I know, bonkers.
What a story.
I know,
but the fact
bonkers.
That it was cancelled is... You definitely weren't meant to get on that plane.
And it was cancelled due to the drummer having COVID.
Oh, wow.
Honestly,
I mean, when you think about all of the coincidences there, but that's where we first met, wasn't it? That's where we first met. And I wasn't working with the community then. I think I just...
I tagged along
to that. So that was good. So we've known each other for a long time. So I'm really, really proud of your progress, but there's something else I want to bring up, if I may, because like you're not only doing all of this, but you are an award-winning bookkeeper, and we're not just talking any award; we are talking Bookkeeper of the Year award. And can you please pin your ears back for this? This is why every business owner needs a good bookkeeper, because this saved so many people's jobs. Could you tell us what you won that award for?
Yes. So I started working for a client. They've been with them for 2 years now. They had, I was really struggling with their cash flow. They had about 4 months left before they was going to completely go under. And then I went in, put some plans into place, managed their cash flow. The director did have to put personal money in, but it was coming up with a plan of when he could put money in, when he'd get it back out. We did some arrangements with HMRC and they're still going. I've been there 2 years now and they're still going, and that saved 40 jobs.
That's incredible. And I was, when you were sort of talking about, you know, your business and going to these shows and stuff, having a good bookkeeper, accountant, whatever size business and doing it right from the very beginning. Because if you don't, in a year's time, you're in an absolute mess, aren't you?
Yeah.
You know, even things like keeping your, even like for me, the simple things, keeping your receipts. But the fact that you was able to make such an impact, Stephanie, is that's an amazing achievement. So understandably that
it's
deserves
so,
some recognition.
It's so important. Jobs. It's so important. And I know that it's these unsung heroes out there that are just doing what they're doing. Yeah, because they know that's the right thing, and they're so quiet and laid back that they don't ever blow their own trumpets.
Yeah.
But this is gold dust, because they would have those jobs would have been lost, because they would not have known how to do that. And it wasn't just putting a few things in place; it was your knowledge of what you can do, what you can't do, what is available, how you can use that.
The communication,
everything. And we're going to touch on this. We're going to have a little bit of music, but I want you to come back, because we're going to deal with something that is talking about what are good practices when you're first starting out. What are the things that you need to know? We're also going to cover making tax digital, which is called MTD. So if you are a business owner or you are a landlord, you're going to need to know about this. This is happening. HMRC are putting this in place in April. And Steph is going to very kindly just share some top tips on this to make sure you know whether this is going to affect you. Because if it is going to affect you, you need to be acting. But we're also going to talk about some shout outs for some members. So we're just going to have a short break and come back to us after that.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
To the Business Networking Show with Linda Cloak, John Turner, and Jill Russell.
Welcome back, everybody. It's lovely to have you back with us. We've got lots of things going on and lots of things to talk about. So, we're going to go back on to really putting your business on a good footing. So if you're starting out or just starting out, we're going to talk about some top tips. So from a finance point of view, because I mean, that's what everybody worries about from a finance point of view, what is actually going to happen? What would you say, Steph, when you were starting out, you know, you must have had worries, you know, it's like money coming in, money going out, you know, give us some basics. What would you say to a new self-employed person that is coming on board?
I think the first thing I would say, especially now with Making Tax Digital coming into place, is invest in some software to record your transactions. Even if you're not hiring a bookkeeper or accountant, first of all, a lot of the software is very user-friendly.
Yeah.
So that would be my first recommendation, is to make sure you've got good software in place.
Okay. So say, for example, sweeping statement here, we've got people that are becoming self-employed or are self-employed, thinking about making tax digital. I think what would be a good thing, and then when we've gone on to software, so I know you guys in this industry are very good on your software and there's lots and lots out there. And, you know, for entrepreneurs, you see adverts all the time. Oh, Xero, you can do this. Sage, you can do this. You know, QuickBooks, you can do this. And they've all got those platforms that they can do. But learning a new software can be tricky and take more time out of your day. So what would you say? What is it when we, let's go back to Making Tax Digital. Tell us a little bit about the process, why it's coming in, and what does it mean for business owners and landlords?
So from April, the 5th of April this year, anyone that's earned over £50,000, not earned, actual turnover.
£50,000 turnover.
Anyone that's higher than that will have to start using software. If you're not already doing that, you need to get your software sorted. It needs to go into that software, which will plug straight into HMRC. And every quarter, you'll need to submit a tax return. So where at the moment, it's only once a year, you'll have to submit that tax return every quarter and then a final self-assessment.
Wow. So that is a major difference. So let's just go over that again. So from the 5th of April, if you are turning over as a self-employed, as a business, mm-hmm. if you are over £50,000 turnover,
yep.
you have to have software that links into HMRC. So I suppose we're talking about your Xeros, your Sages, your QuickBooks.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you have to submit a tax return every quarter.
Yes.
And a final one.
And then a final one at the end of the year.
Okay. So, oh goodness, you bookkeepers are going to be busy. You're going to be busy.
Isn't it? Because, you know, 50,000 sounds like a... I mean, 50,000 sounds like a lot of money, and of course it is, and I'm not undervaluing it or devaluing that at all. But that can quickly add up if you're a busy little business. And if you're a... How would it work for a medium-sized business, let's say, with a couple of employees and their revenue suddenly ramps up? How would you then come in and save the day for them?
So, yeah, with, I mean, 50,000 isn't really that much when you think about it being turnover.
Yeah.
So that's before any of your expenses are taken off. So there's a lot of businesses that will fit into that. Obviously, if you've only just started trading, that's not going to be applicable to you. Next April, so from 2027, it's going down to £30,000 turnover. So it'd be most...
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes, from next April, it'd be most businesses will have to do Making Tax Digital.
Yeah, they're going to want to do that. So
anyone starting now, I would say get software in place straight away.
Okay. So if you were starting out, and during the tax year, so starting from the 5th of April, during that tax year, you realise that you have gone over that £50,000 turnover limit.
That it won't come into effect till the following year.
Okay. So we'll come back to talk about software. Can we talk about a little bit about landlords? Because this also affects landlords.
Yeah, so anyone that's got a property portfolio that's getting rent paid to them, that it works exactly the same. There are different softwares available for landlords, which might be more helpful, as it's a little bit different. There's one called Hammock, which is really good for landlords.
That's a good name. I like that.
But yeah, it's going to work exactly the same. So if your income from rent, and if you've got a business as well, a separate business as well as being a landlord, and that it's 50,000 for the joint income.
Oh, right. Okay. So when you talk about getting software, could you give us some hints and tips?
So software, there's so many... Wait, microphone adjustment there. software, you've got Xero, QuickBooks, Sage. Free Agent is a good one. Free Agent actually have some deals with banks. So if you're bank with NatWest, Royal Bank of Scotland, Metal, you get the software for free.
Wow, that's a top tip.
That's quite a good one especially if you're newly into business and trying to keep your costs down.
Ah, oh, right. Okay.
Sorry, what's that one called? Because I'm with Metal. I've done my business banking with Metal.
Yeah, what, Free Agent.
Free Agent.
Yeah.
So can I ask I've got a bookkeeper who I met at networking. If I use that software, do they need that? I'm a complete novice to the whole sort of finance side of things. Will I then do my own tax returns using something like Free Agent? Will I put everything in there?
You can do that, or if you're using a bookkeeper, she can do that for you. She can do that.
Does she need the same software, or does she export that into whatever software she's using?
No, she would recommend the software.
Yeah.
She'd recommend the software to you, so whatever she's using, she'll say, sign up for that.
Fine, okay. I need to get that clarified then.
You know, this is so important, and incredible. I know HMRC have put a few radio ads out, but it's still not enough. It's not getting to the people who need to know about it, because, you know, we've got so many self-employed people who have got no idea. Unfortunately, we've got a lot of people in finance and landlords that do not realise that this is coming in for them. And, no. You know, so get yourself sorted. And as you said, to get that right. What was one of the things, Linda, if with all your experience of being self-employed and coming in, you know, you've had businesses, you know, me and you are the same. We've set up many businesses depending on around our family, what we've needed to do, et cetera, et cetera. And got the bruises along the way.
Just a few.
But what would you say for those people who are thinking about becoming self-employed or have just started? What would you say now in this environment, in this era, because you're dealing with a lot of new business people coming into you, what are the things that they need to put in place, as well as obviously making tax digital, getting yourself a good bookkeeper? What else would you say?
I think the main thing is not to get waylaid and go in loads of different directions. I mean, what I'm seeing at the moment is businesses trying to be everything to everybody, you know, and I'm seeing a lot of it. And I think that, you know, you need to focus on your core business, what your income is. I mean, obviously, you know, have a hobby as well. I mean, Paul Andrews, who runs this radio show, is a typical example of somebody who looks as though they can do it all. Yeah. You know, I mean, his radio show is his hobby. He loves doing it. But he's got loads of other businesses invested in. He sits on the boards of loads of charities. But when you're a new business, I would advise focusing on your business and making sure that you totally know what your offering is, and you don't get diverted off.
Yeah.
It's really easy to be, you know, to have your head all over the place, and sometimes you don't know what business it is you're working on.
Yeah.
So for me, that would be my advice. And it's also, you know, being able to outsource. I mean, with me, you know, I'm only running one business, and loads of people think I run it as a secondary business, because there's loads of networking groups out there that do, you know. I mean, obviously you and Lisa are, but there's loads of other people that do lots of other things, but I outsource loads of my stuff. I'm going to be outsourcing something to Steph tonight. I'm outsourcing to a VA. I'm outsourcing to someone to do my CRM, although I've still got to be involved with it. We're outsourcing our CEO, our website, our graphic design. There's loads of stuff. And that's what I would say is make sure you've got the finances there, or do skill swaps. Is that allowed?
Yeah, skill swaps is a skill swaps is a wonderful way to do
energy
business.
Exchanges.
Oh, yeah, I love that idea.
You know, I can do this for you. You could do this for me. How can we work together? And this is why networking is so important, because
if once you understand that you're not going there to sell to the room, but you're going there to meet people, like-minded people that have got the same values, integrity and honesty as you, check everybody out, yeah? Mm-hmm. And then you can go, oh, right, well, we could do this together. You know, ping those ideas off so that you don't have to be, you know, especially when you're starting out, you can't be everything to everybody.
Yeah.
You've got to have that.
And I think with networking as well, I think that it's, you know, it's about the people in the networking group. It's the same as when I was running dating events. It's the people that attend the dating events. It's not about, but it is about how well you run the event. Obviously, you've seen it if you've been to a bad networking, but it is about the people in the room as well, because you can even go to a bad networking. You can, you know, meet someone you can do a skill swap with, or meet a friend for life.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I've got loads.
We're sitting across what's
that? I know. You know, you meet friends that are going to be friends for life, and that's a vital part of being successful in business, is having people you can turn to through the bad and the good.
Yeah.
And that's been my saviour. You know, I mean, lots of personal stuff has gone on, and being a part of BNI, I mean, they helped me through so many journeys.
Yeah.
It's really, really important, not just for business, for personal life as well.
Yeah, they do become, you know, those trusted advisors, those people that, there's a great analogy that I learned when I was at BNI. Somebody said to me, who are the five people that you could call at any time of the day that would be there for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not always friends and family.
No.
So when you're in business, it's not always friends and family. It's those people that they might not even be in your sector, your same industry, but they might be that one person that you could go, I'll be there for you.
I'll tell you what happened to me. So I was at Nick Inge's event. So I was over the moon to get his personal invite. Very clever. I was at one of his events, and I was in a hire car. I was in a rental car. I only had it for a week. And I was so upset because someone had got something, a knife or something, and they literally scratched into the mirror. And On a hire car.
Oh,
and I thought, oh my God, you know, they're going to charge me thousands. I was a manager of a car rental company, so I knew what the process was. So anyway, I saw Dean Johnson.
Yeah.
I said to him,
Signs and Imaging.
I said, Dean, I'm really in a sticky situation. I said, would you mind coming down and having a look for me? So it's at someone else's networking group. He came down, he had a look for me. He said, I can't help you, Lynn. He said, it's too deep. You know, somebody's done that with a knife, definitely. And they've stood there and they've scraped into it. He said, but I know someone who can. He gave me the number. The next morning, this person I didn't know came round, spent the whole morning, and he only charged me, I think it was £95. It was like absolutely brilliant, and totally did a total took the paint, did it all, and it was brilliant. I took it back and I had no problem with it. Now that's the sort of help. Now, you know, you could say, what's that as a return on investment? It's huge.
Yeah. Absolutely. That saved you money. This is networking. It's not only about making money. It's about saving money.
Mm.
It's about making the right choices of your suppliers.
Mm.
Yeah. And your who you mix with, et cetera, who you trust. And it's absolutely amazing. I mean, you don't have to be a people person to make the most of networking.
No. No.
You know, you can be an introvert and still find the right people for you, the right groups for you.
The other piece of advice I give Jill as well is don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah.
You know, because always ask for help, because everyone out there, that's what they want to help. They go networking not just because they're looking to get their next big job, or they're going there to help others. I mean, that's the whole reason I set it up. You know, it's absolutely brilliant. You just see all these people helping each other, and it's not, you know, I got a £3,000 job off them this week. It's like, they really helped me with this. My daughter has just started up doing a cleaning business, literally just started. Well, I've been trying to get Sophie Richards from Jaguar Cleaning to become a member with me for ages, right? She keeps avoiding me, joining all the others. And I said to her, I rang her up the other day and I went, oh, come on, Sophie, what are you playing at? So I spoke to her about Sam, because Sam's just started. She came to one event. She's got a lovely manor house that she's going to quote for. It's a massive job. And she's going to be going in there and doing deep cleans. They have people come over from Australia and It's William English. You know, he's part of the Mayflower family.
Yeah.
Goes back to the 1300s. Anyway, introduced her and I said to Sophie, look, you know, Sam's got this fantastic job. She could do with help with how to quote on it. And Sophie said, I'll tell you what, there's a group of us cleaners. We meet on a Friday. She said, would your Samantha like to come along?
Wow.
I said, that's amazing. I said, she hasn't even really, she's had one job from it, from networking. And Sophie said, look, it's I meet with Kelly from Cleaning with Meaning, and we also meet with Razzle Dazzle. What's the young lady's name?
Katrina from Razzie Dazzle.
Razzle Dazzle. And the three of them meet, and they meet at Barham Court, and they invited my Samantha as a new business owner doing deep cleans to go along and join them. Now, how amazing is that?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's total collaboration, isn't
Absolutely.
It? That's what we talk about. Collaboration is so key. They're not after other people's contracts.
No.
They're just sharing knowledge, sharing advice.
Well, and I heard Katrina's story as well, and Katrina has had a very similar story to my Sam. I mean, right. She had a real struggle, didn't she? Mm. Very similar story. And they're all 35, 45.
Yeah,
amazing.
Well, I just think, you know, there's enough business to go round.
Yeah.
One of my mentors and my go-to person and has been some time. She was my first manager when I joined Office Angels back in, you know, 21 years ago. She's become a really good friend and we're really great mates. But as a mentor, I mean, she was on the phone to me on the way here. We were talking about a vacancy that I'd got and she mentioned a couple of candidates because she's about to start a new job and I'm really proud of her actually. She's an amazing woman. She's very resilient and gone through a lot, but she's my mentor and she's also a recruiter, but there's no competition. Like we worked together for 9 years. We share ideas. I give her counsel. She gives me counsel. And there's, you know, I will pass leads to her on stuff that I can't fulfill or candidates that I can't help. And she will do the same for me. And that is an unspoken rule. I think that's really nice. If you are a good person, people will want to help you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's key. Talking about good people, Linda, have you got some shout outs for some of your lovely members?
I have. I've actually got a new member. He joined us some time ago. Well, not some time ago, just recently. He's joined the SIG Cup group. His name is Mert Kakir, C-A-K-I-R, and he runs a company called Match Mortgages, helping first-time buyers, home movers and self-employed clients get clear, straightforward mortgage and protection advice. Contact Mert directly on, sorry Mert, my eyes are still dodgy, 07595 392464 for an initial consultation. We've also got people in the group that have asked for a shout out. So, funnily enough, I've just drinking my Herbal Life tea. And Paula Doyle, she has just launched her own wellness club. And she provides Herbal Life products for people who want to lose weight. And she said to me, Linda, could I please have a shout out? So she's literally just opened her own studio. So she's inviting people in for wellness evaluations.
Wow, where's she based?
So she's based in Maidstone. It used to be the old bus station. It's all offices and that now.
Oh, right.
It's in
King Street, isn't it? Just off King Street, that one there.
No, that's another lady. This one, Paula, she's just up, just away from Shepway, where the old bus station is, which is Armstrong Road. Maidstone. So Armstrong Road. So she's just opened there. And what she does, she invites you in for a wellness evaluation. And I think normally they would charge £50 for that, but she does it for free. And it's really clever because they put you on scales and these scales tell you about the visceral fat, the fat around your heart, your lungs, which is what most people don't even think about. And it basically tells you where you are and it gives you sort of a red, amber, green, that sort of thing. So really clever. So anyway, she's said, can we do a shout out for that? And then we've got Sheila Winter said, yes, please, up to £150 welcome bonus and free mobile SIMs for homeowners wanting to have the UK's best value energy. And then last but not least is the lovely Matthew White. He works with his wife, Amy. They've just started doing loads of social media. And, I mean, he's been amazing, really helped us with ours. We've been thrilled with our SEO and everything. But he said, Can you say something along the lines of, are you looking to get some more clients and showcase your business online? Then get in touch with M&A Digital Solutions. So he sent me a message. I haven't had to make it up. So that's really nice.
That's absolutely great. And it's lovely to have shout outs for members and hear about more about other people's businesses. So we're going to have some events that you can come along to, which we'll go in a moment. But Colette, you did say about that you might have a couple more jobs for...
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about those? And
I'll tell you what, I have got a candidate, actually.
Go on,
that I'd love to talk about. She's a financial controller. Her name's Nicola, and I placed her 3 years ago in a fresh fruit import and sales company. A bit like you were saying about your client that you helped. Anyway, although they were very successful, their accounting processes weren't robust enough for the growth that they were about to experience. They'd won a new account. So I met with the business owner and had a proper meeting with him to find out the brief. And I met Nicola and I'm like, oh, he's going to absolutely love her. And they got on absolutely, they met at a hotel in Dartford for their interview. Anyway, she made an absolutely huge impact, that business, as financial controller. So they were running at 20 million. So it was a very successful business already. He was getting the business ready to sell. That was his goal. He'd been doing that business for a long time. And she came in and put in all of the processes. So everything from how they create an invoice, how they upload a purchase order, working with very complicated systems because all their customers were the national retail chains. So Nicola came in and she changed everything on how they run the business from a financial perspective. And she got made herself redundant, basically. She made the processes very robust, and their increase in turnover was they were up at 53 million.
Wow.
The business then sold, and she was unfortunately a victim of that. When the business got sold, the operation just moved to a different location. From a skill set perspective, she's qualified. So she's ACCA. She lives in Gravesend. She will travel. She wants a financial controller's job. Her key thing, same as you were saying, Stephanie, earlier about, you know, helping that client out, she would love to be part of a business that is on an upward trajectory.
She wants to make a difference.
And she wants to get in there and work with the business owners and the clients and the external bookkeeper or accountant, whoever that may be, to help them launch, you know, and increase their revenue. She changed all the accounting process. She brought in new software. She's phenomenal. She's immediately available. We were laughing yesterday. She's trying to do her CV. So we had an hour on Teams trying to help her with her CV, which is another one of my ninja skills, which is, you know, another thing. So she's ready to go. She wants a perm job, full-time, happy to go into the office every day, lives in Gravesend. So
wow. Have you thought about collaborating controller. With some of the other recruitment companies in Synergy or in your other network?
I have
groups?
Thought about that, actually. And there is one, there is an accountancy specialist that I know of that is a really
on
good
the,
idea.
On the
to
thing.
Give her, I want to give her the best opportunity. Mm. That's what's important, isn't it?
And I think sometimes our business owners may be working with sort of big sort of companies that they wouldn't even think. So yeah, that's a good shout out.
Yeah.
So Steph, can we go to you? Because I know you've got an event on tomorrow night for Kent Connection. So let's just go over that event again for anybody that's thinking about where should they go to a nice friendly networking group.
Yeah. So we have an event tomorrow. It's at 6:30 till 8:30 at the Boathouse in Rochester. It's very friendly, very relaxed. We wanted to create something where it was just like going out for a drink with your colleagues. And if you're working on your own and you haven't got your colleagues, then come along.
And can people turn up and can they pay at the door?
They can pay at the door, but booking is probably better just in case we do fill up. And you can book on our website, which is kentconnections.co.uk, but it's K-I-N.
Can you share a link with me so that I can share it in my chat? Because if you can share a link with me, then I can put it on LinkedIn and I can share it in the chat.
Yeah,
which will help, and it will make me book for Chris and Laura because I've booked my ticket, but I haven't booked theirs.
You don't want to leave them.
Steph actually said the other day, "Are you coming?" And they were like, "Yeah." And it's like they looked at me, and I'm like,
"And is there parking at this event?"
There's parking outside. There's so there's a little bit of a car park, some street parking, which should.
Should be okay at that time of night.
If not, there is the station car park, which may cost a couple of pounds. But I think we should get everyone outside.
Lovely. That's absolutely great. Well, I wish you every success with that. Unfortunately, I can't come tomorrow because of a family commitment. But I'm looking forward to seeing your new venue. But it won't be quiet at your event because Linda's coming. So, that was it. Linda, crack on with it. I know you've got lots.
I'm a little angel. I'm so quiet.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what Jill means. So we have next Tuesday the Whitstable AM meeting, which is at the lovely Riverside Church Conferencing Centre. It's a fantastic venue. Again, it is. Isn't it? Talking about venues.
It's a great venue there.
Oh, they do a lovely carrot cake. so that and everything else. But it's a really lovely event, and I would definitely recommend coming along to that one. And then the one in Dartford, we've got Rachel Gallagher, and she's from Point of View Glazing. She sponsored the event. Now, when somebody sponsors an event with Synergy, what we do is we go out and we invite the people that they want to do their presentation to. So she's doing a presentation about her glazing company. So what I've been doing is I've been inviting loads of people in the construction industry, people who can relate to her and refer her. So they're the people that I've been inviting to that.
I'm sporting my Synergy Navies for that event as well.
You're?
Sporting my Synergy Navies for that event because I'm helping.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh,
my glamorous assistant.
Yes. What they mean, everybody, is they wear navy blue, wondering about what she's saying.
I'm standing in for Chris and Laura next week.
Yeah, because they're moving house, so that's going to be great. And then the first week in February, we have four events. It totally does my head in next week because I'm inviting for the following week. So it's four events. So we have the Whitstable Walk, which tends to fill itself. Medway fills itself as well. We're at the Star in Sidcup, which is an absolutely fantastic venue. And We Are Beams are doing a luncheon event there, actually. That's coming up. Kings Hill was an absolute sellout last time. It's our first morning event in the ME postcode area. So many businesses there. We do a mail shop with the local Oracle.
Oh, brilliant.
So we did that to 5,000 businesses, and it was just amazing, the response. So we had lots of businesses come from Kings Hill, you know, territory, which is great. And then the week after, we've got Ashford. And then on Tuesday the 10th, we've got our Canterbury kickoff event, which is what I wanted to say about. So Canterbury kickoff, our kickoff events are massive events, so it's going to be anything from 70. I think we've got about 66 people booked in at the moment. It's a free event. It's being sponsored by Jackie Sansom. Do you know Jackie?
No.
So it's being sponsored by Jackie Sansom. It's also being sponsored by the Riverside Church. They're providing pastries and fruit for everybody. So it's 10:30 in the morning, and it's also been actually supported by Chris Henry, the photographer.
He's sponsoring Chris. So what does Jackie do?
So Jackie helps. She's a burnout coach, basically. So helps people get burnt out. I do that on a regular basis. Do you?
We don't. No, she helps them stop getting burnt out.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I usually get burnt out first. But this event is going to be amazing. I mean, the conferencing space there is just gorgeous.
Where is it, Canterbury one.
It's called the Canterbury Kickoff, but it's going to be at the Riverside.
Oh, it's at Riverside again.
Yeah, at Whitstable. And we're in the actual conference room.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So in that massive room. So we can fit in there 108 candidates or members or whatever, not members, guests. But we've got so many different businesses coming at the moment. So it's really good. So people are buying tickets via Eventbrite and obviously via our website. So yeah, some great events. And I mean, I could read loads more, but mainly it's for Beth. So she launches there with the Canterbury kickoff, and the actual Canterbury event is on the 17th, and that's at a pub called the Granville in Canterbury.
Yeah.
So that's on the 17th of February, and it's going to be on St. Patrick's Day, isn't it? And then she launches Ramsgate on the 10th of March. So she's got lots going on.
And could you just tell us a little bit about the cost? So if somebody, we've got the free event at the Riverside, which is the kickoff event. So yeah, get your tickets for that. But if they want to come along as a visitor, what's the process for this?
Yeah, so the great thing with Synergy is the membership with us is £300, but they get so many benefits that some people, they're just joining to get the benefits.
Yeah.
We've got one company, they had 19 hits on their profile on our website. So our website is higher on the search rankings than their website. So our website, their profile on our website, it's a higher ranking. So it shows how many people are searching for people and they're finding them through our website, which is a fantastic benefit. But if they wanted to come along as a non-member to any of the other events, then it's £20 or £25 if they're up in the London area. And if they want to come along as a visitor, as a member, it starts at £10. So you basically save £10 per event if you're a member. That's another one of the benefits. You get 50% off Rookie CEO as a member. You get a free Finwell financial wellbeing training course worth £100. There's so many benefits.
There's loads of benefits. Some of your groups have what you call lockouts. So if you was explaining what a lockout was to somebody who's just starting on their journey in networking, give us a little overview of what that is.
Okay, so some networking groups choose that they will only have one person in each profession in any club, any one club. And they also say if you join that one club, so if somebody chose to join, for example, King's Hill, they then wouldn't be allowed to join any other club because it's the person who buys the seat. And as a company, the company would have to buy a seat, if they wanted to, in every club. The way we work is that if somebody wants to lock out a club, that will cost them £500 to lock it out, and that means nobody else in their industry can come to that club.
Yeah,
they can also, though, if they want to, attend other clubs where they're not locked out. So Steph, for example, has locked out Medway for bookkeeping, but she regularly attends Dartford,
Maidstone,
Whitstable. So because she's not locked out,
so she could still take the benefit of that while they're being filled.
She can. And the thing that we do as well is now that Beth is a regular attendee at those events, if somebody came along to Whitstable, for example, and said, well, I want to lock out Whitstable as a bookkeeper, we would say, well, no, because this has been supported by Stephanie for the last year. So we've already got a bookkeeper who regularly attends. So you would not be able, you can attend and we'll allow two other bookkeepers to attend, but you cannot lock out.
Yeah.
So if we had a bookkeeper who came once to a club, and then someone came and said, I want to lock out, we'd be, well, no, because Steph hasn't been a regular. But she consistently attends her clubs. So therefore, if anyone wanted to join those clubs, it'd be no, they can't.
Yeah, and this is a really great thing about what you've set up in Synergy. It's about that integrity and looking after your members. Not only looking after the visitors, making sure they're okay, but making sure you as members are getting the best value for what you're doing. And you're growing at quite a rate at the moment.
I know, it's exciting, isn't it?
It is really, really exciting. And because you're only just past, a year and a bit?
Yes.
You had an amazing Christmas event, which was great fun. You know, for an organisation to put on a Christmas dinner and have all of that is just fantastic. Have you got a little sneak peek into what the plans are? What's going on?
Well, I can give you a sneak preview that I haven't announced yet, which is Hazel Hall, who's our HR lady in Tunbridge Wells, is taking over the Tunbridge Wells area.
Oh, congratulations,
so
Hazel.
She launches from February. So in February, we've got the CT and the TN West postcode areas are going to have different people running them. So yay, I haven't got to invite to those areas. So I'll only be inviting. So we are looking for people to take on the DA, the TN South, which is Ashford, and we'll keep ME for the moment because that's where our main income stream is really. So we'll be keeping that area. But yeah, so we're looking to grow, and we've actually had FSB asked to collaborate with us in South London. They want to run events with us. Obviously, we are collaborating with Metro Bank. We're collaborating with the Arida Hotel Group. So people have been approaching us and asking us to collaborate with them, which is probably just because I've known them for so many years.
Well, that's
you know, your network is your net worth, as we say. But I don't think it's just because of that. No. I think it's, you know, also because of how you run events and that you do what it says on the tin. Yeah. And you've, the member benefits are, they're growing and growing and growing, and people get, you know, so much. For example, let's talk about the radio show. What's the benefit?
Being on the radio show. I mean, you know, Simon Rosemar came on, and he came on with your guest.
Yeah.
And yeah, he actually, it's another networking group, Bitter. He actually joined them, and he's had some fantastic business come through that. So just that introduction.
Just being on the radio show, introducing somebody to somebody else that I knew.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was like, whoosh, watch the sparks go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
It was. It was amazing. And the thing is, that's, you know, I'm not precious. Steph will tell you. I'm not precious. I'm really happy about promoting other people's networking events, as long as they are the best thing.
Yeah.
For the business.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think that you need a variety of networking events out there. But what I say to anyone is, if they're going to go networking, please attend on a regular basis. Don't spot, you know, one here, one there, you know, joining this one, joining that one, and then, or not joining, just diving in here and there, because it's all about relationships.
Yeah, building that relationship. People see you. It's often, don't you hear this? This is the frustration, is you'll see a visitor coming, or you'll get a visitor coming, which you know is absolutely perfect for that person, and then they're not there. Now, obviously, if they're poorly or they're ill, then you can say to the visitor, look, they haven't been able to turn up. But just when, especially if they've blocked out a seat.
Oh.
Yeah. She's making faces, everybody. She's making faces.
Do you wish she had her camera out then?
she's just it. But it is that. And when you're working hard, and, you know, I would encourage all of you that are going networking, think about who else you could bring along. If you've got a really good business contact that you know you really get on, it may be one of your suppliers, it may be somebody that you've just met or whatever, somebody starting out in business, take them to your trusted networks. Make sure they're not locked out. Okay. How can people make sure they're not locked out of a synergy?
So our website has got the clubs on the website. So the clubs are listed on the website. It's going to be broken down into postcodes going forward as we update the website. I mean, that's the other thing with the quick growth, is the web designer's got to keep up with us.
Yeah.
You know, which it is a challenge.
Challenge, yeah.
So we're basically, what we're doing is, when someone's locked it out, so Steph, for example, her name, the name of her company, her name is on our Medway club.
Yeah.
And we're showing all the people that have locked out. Now, if all the people locked out turned up to Medway every month, then we would probably have 25 people there for sure every single month, plus visitors. Plus, where we are in Avenue Tennis, there's business people in there all the time, isn't there?
Yeah.
So those business people are coming in. I had someone ring me this morning and said, I really want to come. He does air conditioning. And he said, I really want to come along to the Medway one. I'm like, fine, you know, so I'll send in the link when we finish here. It's just amazing. The visitors we get in Synergy is really good. And I think that's probably me being so prolific on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I'm constantly on there, even at night time.
That's not good for your mental health.
I just actually did a thumb thing, but I don't do it with my thumbs. It aggravates my children that I'm a finger person. So I'm just...
So am I.
I know. I can't do the thumb thing. So it's just...
We're talking about social media here, everybody. We're talking about... She's like envisaging her phone and like messaging on that. Yeah. I'm definitely... I call it a fat finger. That's fat why finger. They call talking Jill, because it's never... I'm just watching what Colette's doing. She's finger.
Yeah.
Steph, finger or thumb?
Oh, she's a thumb. It's because she's younger.
I think I'm a combination.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, but I think I've got a sore thumb.
Why?
From the typing.
From being self-employed and starting all your... Exactly.
It does start to ache. If you're on the phone too much, it starts to ache there on your phone.
Well, I try and do it, because if I'm out, to look like I'm fashionable and young, but it just doesn't work. I just revert back to that. And my children say to me, oh, Mum.
I can remember keeping on subject, but not on... not on business. I can remember sitting in the doctor's surgery once with my phone, and I was going through my emails and I was swiping them, because you can delete them by going left. And some lady said to me, oh, you're a bit choosy, aren't you? And I said, sorry. And she was like, swiping left. And I went, I'm not on a dating app. I was like, I'm getting rid of the emails.
Oh, it was really tickled me. I don't do that in the doctor's surgery anymore.
I'm going to go back, actually, because one of the things you said is, what would I advise new business people? Well, the other thing that Steph, actually, and Colette have proven is a massive thing when you're a new business is step outside your comfort zone. Because the more you step outside it, the more success you get.
Yeah.
One of the things I do, because the Mates and Borough Council contact me as well, actually, so I train people how to network with Mates and Borough Council. I've got another one booked in for May. And one of the things I do in that presentation is I say you can either choose to be an eagle or a duck. You sit down there and you're just swimming around on the same lake all the time, or you soar in the sky and you see what there is about. Yeah. And then, you know, that's...
It's so important. I mean, for example, yesterday for the Metro Bank event, it meant that I was leaving extremely early in the morning. And for me, it was going to really take me out my comfort zone, because unfortunately, a few years ago, I got mugged. I was not mugged in Ashford. But going out to a new place on my own where I don't know, I'd already contacted Linda and she said, right, park in this car park and then do this, walk through there. So, and I checked it all out, but I was still I did ask you to leave me breadcrumbs, didn't I, to do that. But I was so extremely nervous about going, I nearly self-sabotaged and didn't go. So what I did was, I was like, right, first foot forward, get out the door, get in the car, drive, get to the car park. How do you feel then? Get out the car. And as I come out the car and I went into the shopping centre, which you told me, and I've got a terrible sense of direction, but I found that. Then one of your other guests, the lovely Chris Henry,
came in.
Hello. And I was like, are you? He was like, I don't know where I'm going. I said, no, but I'm with you. Yeah. But I'm with you. And, you know, that and then I'm a seasoned networker.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we just don't know what's going on in other people's lives. So just be kind. Yeah. And, you know, this is what I was saying, guys, if you're out there and you want to go networking and you don't know, reach out to the organisers. They will help you. Yeah. Colette, you were very good to me the other day when we went networking.
Tell them what you did. Well, I've just shared. I've just shared a little post on the Purple Cow.
Yeah.
And Ben, our chaperone, has just said that he's listening, because Jill and I went to Canary Wharf.
Mm-hmm. For an evening event.
And I had only been once to Canary Wharf to go ice skating. Oh. I had no idea how to get there. Literally. And I worked in London for 18 years. I can drive through London. I can navigate everything. There's Jill and I one Thursday evening in...
On the train, first of all.
We get to Stratford and this young lad stopped and helped us, because we were, honestly, it was hilarious. It was embarrassing, wasn't it? We were sober as well.
At the time. We are usually anyway. Listeners.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, excuse me. Hold on a minute. You did pass me on the train a small tin of chicken wine.
Oh, chicken wine. Yeah, chicken wine on the train. We've got train drinks. It was fabulous. Anyway, so we get to this event. Jill, we managed to navigate our way. We had a fabulous event, and it was well attended. We met some good people, and I've made a couple of really nice connections from there. We then realised we needed to do the reverse journey, and the charming Ben Barnett, who is a holistic therapist, very kindly escorted us, Jill, didn't he, back to the train station on the tube.
Because we had no idea where he was going.
Has anyone had the treatment from Ben?
No, I've heard about it, though.
You've had the treatment.
Oh, it's amazing.
Is it?
Oh,
yeah, I'm talking
gosh.
To him about having something done.
Yeah, because it helps you just release, you know. I didn't realise that I was holding on to stuff. I didn't realise. And suddenly, as he's doing the treatment, I was... telling him things, and I'm like, actually, that's not true. I wasn't telling him. He was telling me things. And I'm thinking, how does he know that? Yeah. How does he know that? It was just amazing.
He's very intuitive. When I met him at the Canary Wharf thing, he was chatting to me, and I took, because I like holistic therapies and I'm really interested in that area. Mm. And he said to me about a symptom that I've got that isn't a visible one. And I was completely gobsmacked by that.
Are any of our symptoms visible?
No, maybe not. But you are right. He is intuitive. And he got us home, didn't he, Jill? That was,
he got us home because, you know, again, going back to pushing yourself out of that comfort zone, traveling at night in London on a train. Now, Colette was getting off at Faversham, I was getting off at Herne Bay. So that meant I was on only two stops, but I was on that train on my own late. And that really was like, come on, you can do this. And it was fine. It was fine. But it still was that thing. And so if you can buddy up with somebody and, you know, go and do those things when you're feeling a bit not confident.
Especially that's the beauty of WhatsApp groups. So I know Simply Business got one. Obviously Purple Cow got a WhatsApp group. We've got a WhatsApp group. And it's really great that people can go in and into that group and say, hi, is anyone going?
Yeah.
Can I come up with you? Or can I meet you? Can you get this train?
Or can you, can you, you know, if you need a lift or whatever. Actually, that comes back to another little job you've got on the side, Steph, isn't it? Because when we're talking about the six-figure bookkeeper community, when we have events, you run the WhatsApp group. So we've got a big sixth birthday coming up in London, but you're running the before and the after. So tell us about that, you do that.
I'm the ambassador, events ambassador for 6FB. So I've been chatting with your daughter Gemma, who's their VA, and we've organised the event. So I'm doing a lunch before the event because it's a five till seven, so people
in
need
the evening.
Feeding. I've arranged the lunch before and drinks after. Very important part, the drinks after.
It's very important. So for the six-figure bookkeeper, for the members, we're having a sixth birthday party, and Zero have very kindly offered to host that at their head office, which is near Liverpool Street. And a lot of our partners are coming along. So Sage, Apron, et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to have a lovely event. Well, it's going to be awards ceremony because there's going to be awards given out, but because we're a community and believe in collaboration, there's going to be people are coming from all over the place. So they come to London, they're staying the night. Again, if they're staying in hotels, it's all about that, looking after people, making sure they're not on their own because it could be their first time.
I've put in the WhatsApp group today where I'll be staying so that I like to know that other people are staying at the same place so that when you're going back to your hotel, you've got people to walk back with. So I think a lot of people are trying to stay in the same area.
Yeah, exactly. And go and then be able to go out for continued networking afterwards, because that's all about. And in fact, I've just remembered something with one of these events. We were staying at the same hotel, Steph, one evening. We just got talking before everybody come down. And then we realised, although we live in different parts of Kent, that we had the same person very much in common in our network, and
Darren Walker,
yeah. And we were just like, how did we not know this? And then we took a photo, didn't we? And you sent it to Darren. He was like, what are you two doing in the same building? And how do you know each other?
And it's funny, isn't it? Because since I've been doing the networking, I mean, if I look at Linda's contacts, how many contacts we have in common, and I'm like, oh, I'll say to people now.
Do you mean Darren Linda? Walker, the electrician?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, he's.
I know him.
So, yeah, go on, tell him.
My late husband, they were best friends at school.
Oh, so he's such a lovely guy.
Yeah, I've known him since I was 17.
Yeah, and I don't know what it was. We just got speaking, didn't we? Mm. And I've got no idea how this come up.
I think I'd seen it on Facebook that we had a
common thing. And I was like, how do you know him? Blah, 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 networking. So we sent him a picture and he was like, what are you two doing together? where is this? But as you say, you know Darren from
BNI
Gravesend, which I think he's still a member at.
I know another one. Do you know Peter Adams?
Yes.
Electrician.
Yes.
He works at my biggest client.
Oh, wow.
See, I don't know Peter Adams.
It's just amazing. And those names, you know, go back a long, long time.
Mm. I do.
You know, those relationships and
you
stuff.
Forget who you know, actually.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. If I go to a networking event and there's a list of who's attending, I always look at that list. And that's another thing. Before you go to just have a look.
Yes.
Look them up on LinkedIn, because there could be, like you say, a connection that lives up the road from you, or somebody that you haven't engaged with for a while. But it is amazing when you look at your network and you look at the people that you know and your extended network. It's extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Kent's really good for that.
Yeah, well, probably all counties are to be, but they all network differently. You've always said Surrey networks completely differently to Kent.
And Essex as well. There is a culture. There's a culture of counties. And if you look at Kent, you've got the split, you know, the man of Kent, the Kentish man,
That's different because of the river. And you will find that changing if you go into Sussex, Surrey. They are very different. You'll just get a different feel. Sometimes it's a pace. What I mean by that is if you go to Essex, it's quite very fast paced. Yeah. Mm. But people are often, they are speedier over there for some reason. I can say that because I'm an Essex girl. So I know when I go over, it feels like I'm going over home. Yeah. But there are different ways and different types of networking, how networking happens there. If you go to London, if you look at London, London is the host of the private dining groups, is the private events, because they've got those beautiful event spaces.
Yeah.
You know, and you go in, that's another total type of different things. But also, if we look at, you mentioned where we went to Pitch Golf, you've got different venues up there that host different things. But we're getting them more and more down into Kent and down into the home counties, where these businesses are spreading out and taking networking as part of their businesses. I think hotels, pubs,
well, the health Bolton venues need to do it. An example of that, isn't it? Because that's such a lovely space up there at the Avenue Tennis.
It is. It's lovely.
And there's plenty of room.
Mm.
But why wouldn't you increase your revenue by opening it up to people?
Yeah.
It's a really good idea. It's a lovely space up there.
And they gave us, a gym day pass, which was really great to people as they come in networking, which is really powerful. So,
well, because that's an important part of their networking. They've got business owners there who are hopefully looking after their health, because we know one of the things that we need to do as business owners is look after ourselves and have self-care, which often goes out the window. Hence why we've got burnout coaches, because it goes out the window. And we need to think about that. So if you can jog somebody's memory, also it's opening their doors to people that wouldn't see that. You know, we were talking about the Crescent Turner, wasn't we? You've talked about Avenue. You know, these venues, you've done shout outs for your venue for tomorrow night. That's absolutely great.
They're really excited as well to be having us, which is nice. They've really, really got involved. So that'd be really nice to meet them tomorrow and see how that works out.
Yeah, and also to tell them that when people see these venues, it's then, oh, I'll go back to that. Mm. And it might not be for networking. They might go there for a drink. They might go for a meal or tell somebody else about it. It is just that knock-on event. Do you think that in your experience, Linda, that venues are understanding this now? Are they being more open to this? They're seeing what other people are doing and going, yeah.
I did a post, funnily enough, on LinkedIn this morning. I don't know if you saw it. And I said about the benefits of holding a networking event. And I'm really on it when it comes to promoting my venues.
Mm.
All of our members get a regular newsletter. So we get a newsletter that goes out to over 2,000 people. Kent Business Newsletter promotes the venue. That goes out to 2,500 people in Kent. Steer Magazine promotes the venues. That goes out as well to loads of businesses.
I mean, that's incredible.
It goes on What's On in Kent. It goes on Eventbrite. It goes on LinkedIn. It goes on Facebook. It goes on our website. It goes on NetHub. So just the online presence that venue gets when they are a venue that we use is huge.
Yeah.
On top of that, I'm constantly speaking about them. I'm tagging them in on Instagram. I try to on TikTok, a lot of mine on there. The same as on LinkedIn. I try and tag them in there, but again, they're not on there, a lot of them. Constantly mentioning them. I'm a member now at the Arena because I'm doing a spin-a-thon.
A what-a-thon?
A spin-a-thon. I'm a crazy. I don't know. Ryan Briggs talked me into it. So I'm doing a spin-a-thon in aid of Mind UK. And I've got a spin, which is go on a static bike,
I'm
basically.
I'm glad you're explaining this.
Yeah, go on a static bike for 2 hours. I went down the gym 15 minutes the other day and I nearly died. So I don't know how I'm going to do 2 hours.
And when are you doing this?
I'm doing on the 7th of February.
Oh, she's going to go hysterical now.
Have you got a Just Giving page?
Well, it's £40. We're all paying £40.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're paying for it. So everyone's paying £40. But I'm trying to get some more people to do it with me so that I haven't got to do 2 hours.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. So I get it. So you want business owners who are willing to help you
stop killing yourself on a bike.
Yeah, please. Because I actually announced it at the Aridi the other day. I said, please, everyone, I've got such little legs. I really need someone else to come in and do
it. She has got, she's vertically challenged. Yes. She's vertically challenged. Those legs are not. So yeah, hold on. Think about that. We're going to have to do an order for that. Because if you've got somebody like Ben Barnett coming on, who's like taller than you, the seat is going to have to be changed.
Oh, the seat's going to be up and down. I can tell. Because I'm going to be, I have to have it right on the lowest one.
Oh, with little stabilisers on.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I do hope this is going to be on social media, Linda. I do. And what's this in aid of?
It's in aid of Mind UK. So it's, I mean, you know, I lost my sister Deb, don't you, from Alzheimer's?
I didn't.
Oh, my younger sister Deb, I lost her from Alzheimer's. I noticed you had the badge on.
Yeah, my dad.
And, so she was only 46 when she got it.
Oh, my goodness.
She died when she was 57. So she was in a home from the age of 50. And, it was really sad. It was really tough on mum. And it was really tough on all of us. Of course it is. More on mum.
Yeah.
So I feel that's – and they help, don't they, with things like that. So
yeah, absolutely.
I pay – £8 a month to Alzheimer's. You just got to do whatever you can for all of them. But I mean, one of the things we do in Synergy anyway is we really do help promote our charities. I mean, the 21 Together have got an online quiz this Friday. So they've said to everyone, go out and get curry. The only reason I haven't signed up for it yet, I will sign up for it, but I know I'm going to come last. I mean, you know, I'm all right if it comes to Walt Disney questions, but any other questions, I really struggle.
So are you just going to buy the curry and just sit there
and not
take part?
I'm just going to buy the curry. I will take part, but I mean, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to look really daft. But hey ho, I'm going to look even more daft on the spinathon.
I was going to say, you know, there is a pattern.
Yes, there is. Yeah. I'd rather go out and have a meal and, you know, a nice networking or something like that. But yeah, these charities have got to do whatever they can do. And we basically give our charities a free place in it. So each charity gets a free place in each club. So it's 21 Together in Maidstone, Mind UK in Kings Hill.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So we work in with lots of different ones. We give them a free place and then so long as they come along to the networking every month. And then we promote their events as much as we can.
Oh, that's, you know, it's so good. I can't believe after that giggling session that we've all managed to bring ourselves back to centre. Because listeners, if you saw us, we was absolutely crying with laughter. But we are back because we are going to say, I am going to say thank you so much for coming along today, Colette and Steph. It's been amazing to get to know a little bit more about your journeys. And please follow these ladies on LinkedIn and Facebook and go to the events. And Linda, thank you for co-hosting today.
You're welcome.
We've got some exciting things coming up radio show wise which we will share with you most probably next month. And you know, if you're a member of Synergy, please make sure that you give Linda your shout outs, but please make sure you tell her what you want her to say, because otherwise she can be a loose cannon. And you know, we want to do our very, very best for you. But listen again next week, and we hope you have a good week in business.